the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And on the line with us now, you know him as the Sandwich King. You know him as the star of The Kitchen, that huge hit on Food Network. You also, of course, if you're entering into Elmwood Park, you see that big Home Of sign blinking as you drive into it. It is Chicago's very own, the one and only Jeff Morrow. Jeff, welcome to WGN.
Great to be here, Dane, as always. Long time no talk, man.
Well, you know, we've all been sort of on, we've been kind of surviving, right? That's what it is. We've been sort of hunkered down trying to do all the things that we do. But a lot of the stuff that you guys do has been, I think, even more necessary these days, where you're out there, you know, kind of giving inspiration, some cooking tips, giving people a little bit of insight into the family life. That's always been so important to you. And now people are getting that opportunity through social media to kind of see, you know, see you not on a TV set, right? See you at home with the family.
No. Very far from a TV set, you know what I mean? Which is part of the fun, right? Everybody's, you know, working from home, and that's very true for us. For production of The Kitchen, which has not skipped a beat, right? Still on 10 a.m. every Saturday, repeat throughout the week. But unlike the 100-person crew I was used to in New Jersey, we have a tight three-person crew here in the Chicagoland area, including my wife and my son. So we just shot today. I literally just wrapped, you know, 20 minutes ago. So it's been it's, you know, we have to wrap ourselves. Nobody's, you know, getting me coffee, Dane. Nobody's asking what I want for lunch.
Latte.
Nobody's, you know, spritzing me or powdering me down or picking me up and dropping me off. It's a one-stop shop here. And my wife has been such a great sport, running the camera. I mean, no way in heck did I ever think that my wife, a girl from the neighborhood, a nurse, you know, would be using terms like, you know, should we lock off the wide shot, or, you know, you're bouncing in and out of frame. All right. She's like, it's not tack sharp.
Oh my
God. It's very,
well, here's the thing, is it has been sort of this crash course in a bunch of different things, whether people are working from home and learning the Zoom thing, or kids are figuring out how to do remote learning, or your wife and family are figuring out how to actually produce a television show. There's been this sort of rapid kind of crash course in so many different things. And I'm wondering, too, as a guy who's been around all of that stuff on the filming and the TV and the shooting and the radio and all that kind of stuff. Granted, it isn't the same. We don't want to discount the great work of all of our broadcast professionals, but it's amazing the kind of stuff, because of the, whether it's the equipment or the technology or the know-how, you can do these days.
Yeah, it really, I mean, we're scheduled to go back at the end of next month. If everything goes, I'm going to go quarantine for 2 weeks in the New York, New Jersey area before I even shoot, because that's how dedicated I am. Not one, because I like, obviously, it'd be fun to have the dynamic back of interacting with my co-hosts, you know, but everybody needs to get back to work, you know, and I realize this, but obviously it's not only up to me to get back to work, but I'll take the precautions. I'll be safe about it. And the studio will be safe. We'll do it all outside, all this stuff. They have these protocols in place now. But I miss just being in that environment, you know, with other people. I mean, that's the hard part, and you can't replicate that at home. And I think that gives a certain energy to a television show, mainly professional lighting and camera work, which I don't care what you watch on the TV. I know when they're shooting from Zoom or from their iPhone from home, you know instantly. So I miss that, and I love my crew and everything. They're great. But, you know, it's been amazing being able to adapt so quickly. Still have a job, Dane, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, here's the thing, is it's not either or, it's and. I see some of these elements being built in because, you know what, it's worked. Like you said, you guys keep trucking along with the show. People are appreciating it. They're watching it. You're able to do it. And that was not something that was a total given. It's interesting to hear you guys will be back and you're going to be quarantined. So you're basically going to be doing the Food Network Kitchen version of the playoff bubble, like they're doing with the NHL or with the NBA. You guys are going to get tested and all that kind of stuff in order to, you know, sequester for the entertainment of the masses. Now, you, of course, you know, Chicago sensibilities, you know, salt of the earth, blue collar, all of those things. You can handle this, but a Jeffrey Zakarian, how has he handled roughing it? And has he kind of brought in more family members because he does need all the pampering?
Well, he's by his in-laws' house, who have been, I think, quarantined in Florida since day one. So they got a nice spread with a pool in upstate New York by Niagara Falls. So don't let you think he's roughing it one bit. He's just not. He's roughing it in the, you know, in the wilderness, according to him, right? Not New York City. So he's, you know, but he's adapted. You know, I'm just so excited to see him in the studio and yuck it up with him. Because it's, no matter what, I mean, I think we're doing great content on The Kitchen. We're having fun. You get a glimpse into all of our lives in our kitchens, in our homes, with our children and the dogs and the landscapers and the mailmen and everybody. We, you know, it's still, you still don't get the same interaction in a Zoom call. We've all been on them. I mean, they're still brutal.
Yeah.
It's only getting worse, right, Dane? Is Zoom getting worse every day? I think it is.
I don't know. We think it's just be getting more, like more people are just having to deal with it and realizing that it isn't, that it just isn't perfect. You and I have talked on the music side a number of times over the years, and that is one of the things that you guys have, is that intangible kind of magic and electricity that happens like with a band when it's right together, the right people. And that's really what you guys have. You can go write up all the scripts you want, and you could sit in conference rooms and kind of dream up sort of a cast for a television program, but that's not one of the things that you can guarantee, and that's what happens with you guys in The Kitchen. So it'll be great to have you guys back together.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to it. So I just might have to move out there for a month and a half with my family, but guess what, there's no school, it's all e-learning, so this is the time to do it. You get in the car, you get the dogs, you hunker down in a house, I just got to make sure it has at least a mildly hot tub. You know what I mean? Not like super hot. It's like a hot tub. Some body of water.
Well, here's one of the things that people love. They get a chance to see the family, Lorenzo. You guys are doing a lot of not only just hanging out on Zoom calls, but actually cooking too, right? And so to have him along with and seeing this, I always wonder, you know, my kids have gotten a chance to do a lot of crazy things that a lot of kids don't necessarily do. It's just what they do. You don't see any difference. It's just the way things are. For you and like for Lorenzo, he's at an age now where does he understand fully what his dad does and what it is? He really seems to be embracing the cooking side. What do you see for Lo?
He's been cooking up a storm. You know, he's like, we're at the point where I'm working or I'm recording in the basement or shooting or something. He's got to make his own lunch, or he's probably going to have to wait another 2 hours for lunch. So he's gotten really good at the stove and the griddle and just doming grilled cheese and making, you know, breakfast and bacon and pancakes and stuff like that. So just because we're always home and we're, you know, not going out to eat breakfast anymore. So we are, you know, enjoying seeing him kind of evolve in the kitchen. But yeah, he knows what goes, he knows, and he's not really into it. You know, maybe that'll come later when he realizes, oh, I'm on TV every week. And he's 11 years old and he's quite bright and he's articulate and he's, you know, he can think abstractly and also, you know, realistically for 11-year-old, it's pretty, you know, he's an only child. So he always had this kind of adult vibe to him, right? They can interact and talk with adults, you know? So he's has an adult view of it all, but I don't think he still thinks it's that cool. I think he's like, he'd rather be playing, Roblox or Minecraft in the basement than like, you know, record a show that's seen by over a million people every week, you know? But he's been down here in this basement. I built this little, we have a jamnasium where we jam a lot with all our instruments and drums.
Yeah.
But I've added a recording element, and he comes down here and records on his YouTube channel. If you have any 10, 11-year-old boys, they should watch it, because it's just literally, his name is Lolo Momo 5000. That's his YouTube handle, by the way. And he records it. He said it. He learned it himself.
Amazing.
How to simulcast his gameplay, record it. He edits it down, you know, records on a real mic in the recording studio, and he uploads them to YouTube. You know, he's at like, you know, I mean, you're getting like 5 to 10 views, but you know what? I love it. It's like, do whatever you, at least you're creating while you're, you know, it's not just playing video games. He's talking, he's, you know, guiding the through it. I don't know. I think he thinks he thinks of himself as a show business man, right? So that's good.
Well, here's the thing is the kids these days are totally hardwired to it. And it's going to be amazing to see what it is that they do with the technology that's available as they just kind of naturally are able to do it. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back as the world kind of clamors for more Jeff Morrow. He answers, whether it's on the podcast side, whether it's additional TV entities. And now in a time when we really need him, when we're in sort of our, you know, pandemic outpost, if you will, you're going to need some moral provisions. When we come back, we'll talk with Jeff about that, what it means, how to get it. Keep it here at Stain on 720 WGN.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
720 WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio on the line with us. We've got the Chicago culinary legend, of course, the cooking pride of Elmwood Park, Illinois, the sandwich king and star of the kitchen on Food Network. And you think all of those things that you can get from him on the visual and entertainment side, he has become more things to more people, more moral provisions. So let's talk about it. At a time when we need this stuff, right? Provisions kind of thinks like, you know, you're bunkered in somewhere and you've got to have supplies to not only stay alive, but thrive. Let's talk about it.
Well, this is my baby. Like, this is what I was born to do besides the TV stuff. You know, as far as from a food, feeding people, the masses, real food, not just recipes and entertainment, this is what I was born to do. And I'm so excited. You're getting the scoop, Dane. It is called Moral Provisions. And we're starting out, you know, not simple, but we're, you know, slow rolling it out. And we got a lot of great things coming your way, but starting with these, what I'm calling your neighborhood butcher boxes, which are great prime steaks, right? Whoa. Beautiful restaurant quality steaks at a neighborhood price that we will ship directly to your door in a couple of days. And I'm not using anybody, Dane, except local people I know, right? All Chicago born and bred people. So we're starting with these great steaks, as well as, you know, my prime mix of burgers, which is short rib and chuck. Wow. At a 75-25 blend too, Dane, which is like,
that's
5% more
that's
than
the sweet spot.
Else.
That's what you want. Fat,
but that's what everybody wants, a juicy burger. So stuff like that. Every cut, every burger, every piece of sausage, and we are doing the best sausage. Like, this is the same. You can't get this sausage anywhere other than some of the most famous beef stands in the city of Chicago. I got it. You're going to get it. It's my custom blend, hot and mild sausage, all made by the Bomprezzi family, three generations. The boys, the Bomprezzi boys, grew up on the same block as my mom and my Uncle Neil and my grandparents, and their grandparents grew up the same block as my grandfather. So it's been this family lifelong relationship that's kind of culminated to this, and they cut great meat and they make great sausage. And I think it's time for the world to taste, especially outside Chicago. Have you ever had Italian sausage in New York or California?
It's not the same. It's like eating airport food, right? It's Sbarro, right? Yeah.
Garbage. Sit there. I'm always on the East Coast. I mean, you go to some joints and there's good sausage and stuff or whatever, but like, you don't see it most throughout the world. We do it the best here for a reason. You know, we are the sausage kings of the world. So yep. That was kind of the inspiration behind this. And I've known Vic since I was a kid. And Vic Bomprezzi is the one kind of partnering up with me with these meats and making sure everything's great on the meat end and shipping it out. And it's all going to be available for online ordering. So at marlprovisions.com. Then there's a lot more coming up, too. I'm doing jardinieri.
We're going to ask that. Of course, now here's the thing is, and the listeners know this, they know this, and people around the country, around the world know this, is as much as you are really the world's at this point, Jeff, right? You know, you're a global personality, certainly a national personality and celebrity on the food side, but unabashedly an ambassador for Chicago. And so I'm sure you're always sharing, hey, you got to try this, you know, and not in the way that you're kind of dissing or bashing stuff from other places, but it's the kind of thing that you're proud about what it is. And now here's the opportunity to go ahead and kind of put their money where your mouth is and kind of showcase stuff, right? Be the tour guide for the taste buds and actually, you know, curate some of these amazing things.
Well, that's it. You know, I'm not the fanciest chef in the world, right? Chicago has a wealth of talent, right? That can sell our food to the masses, but I keep it on the neighborhood level, and this is neighborhood food. And this is food that a lot of the country or world has never tasted that needs to, right? I'm not talking about, Vegemite from, Australia, right? Or the durian from Malaysia. You know what I mean? Like, this is like something that everybody in the world will love. Like, yes. I'm talking, and I love, there are so many great jardinieres in the world, right? But what's, you know, I asked myself, what do I want when I walk down that aisle of Caputo's, right? And it is literally a football field long of jardiniere selections. Right. What pops out to me, right? It's the name, right? And there's really only a handful of manufacturers in the city that make all the world's jardiniere. So it's like, what's my favorite? Let's start there. Let's find that family. And I did. And we've kind of developed this jardiniere that's going to come out that is Moral Provisions, right? Craft jardiniera, rainbow jardiniera. And it is so colorful with it depends if it's hot, medium, sweet, whatever. You get hot, you know, 3 to 4 kinds of peppers. Everything's perfectly cut, super colorful, super fermented, brined, oil packed, and good soybean oil. It is the best jardinera I've ever tried. And we're not even we're not even done yet, you know? So and I have other things coming out related to jardinera that are going to blow your mind that we're just developing all at once. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of these times is like, I don't have to travel anywhere. I'm always here and I'm always creating. And it's like such a great opportunity to kind of spread my wings. Like, you know, everybody has their ups and downs, right? I had a rough year on so many levels with, you know, obviously the restaurants and all that, you know, exploding and my son breaking his femur and my mother-in-law getting cancer and then the pandemic. And then it just spirals up, but it only fueled me so much more, all the bad stuff to kind of, I'm like, just push it right on to positivity. So I'm excited. And this is all me. I don't have a staff. I'm like in my basement, like everybody else.
Sarah just looked up from like the living room, like no staff, and the eyebrows just raised. I'm like, okay, no. But here's this. Like,
well, my wife, but she hasn't helped me with the business stuff, and I've employed nobody. Just like the production, it's us and nobody, which makes for a very nice low overhead. But like I'm doing, you know, I'm photoshopping stuff. I'm, you know, fitting it onto a thing and getting printed out for the recipe card. So, but the beauty of the Marl Provisions.com, the first 50 people that go there, I made these custom recipes for each of the meats in each of the boxes that I'm going to sign, personalized to whoever the first 50 people who order them, as well as I have these Topps Allen and Ginter cards from 2015 that if you look on eBay currently are running about $3 a pop. Wow. Unsigned, Dane. But it's a real Topps baseball card. So the first 50 get to sign one of that, whatever, personalized. I don't know. Do you want that or do you want the meat? Are you going to wipe your mouth with it? I don't care. I have the time. I'm putting in the effort. I'm signing every damn thing.
That's it. It's staying on the level of positivity and, of course, highlighting and showcasing the indigenous delicacies of the Chicago area. And this is a moment in time, Jeff, where you can shine. You said you were born to do this. Well, the world, you know, whether it's the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, it's all kind of dovetailing into one big thing, starts with an O, and it's called opportunity, because with the shipping now and everybody being home and getting things delivered to them, and then also too is just the awareness. People want new and different things, and even if that new and different thing is the same old awesome that you know and grew up with and that we all appreciate, be able to kind of share that with not only the rest of the country but the rest of the world is absolutely amazing. We reach 38 states and Canada at night here. Of course, you know the power of the mighty WGN, and so many people around the country are aware of the signal. But now, of course, with the World Wide Web and everything, moralprovisions.com, everybody has access to that. We'll have links up at wgnradio.com. So explain again, so the first 50 people, and you know, what's the cost, what do they get? They know it's always going to be changing. This is like a partnership going forward.
There's several different costs, but everything's like lower or in line with whatever you're going to get. But you're going to get the custom recipes, prime meats, family farmed bred cattle or hogs, all Midwestern raised, right? We're keeping everything in the roots. You know, even the jardinera, I'm working with, you know, the Formello family who like invented this stuff, 3 generations of jardinera making. I mean, it's just like, I'm so jazzed about it. But you're going to see, go to moralprovisions.com and you can order any and all of the meats there, whether in a box or, you know, pack your own up. But it's going to be so exciting, jazzed up about it.
Well, I can tell. And just as you support us, Chicago, and of course, fans everywhere with, you know, the accessibility, the positivity, and all that inspiration, information on the cooking culinary side, I know people are going to get on board. You feel like people need to support you, but actually, this is a gift that you're giving. We're going to have links up, moralprovisions.com, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And so, Jeff, as we let you go, because you got a lot of jardinera to make or curate or get together and those recipes. And
my
all
eyes are stinging in my house. There's just buckets of jardinera emitting its capsaicin in my eyeballs.
It's magicosity. So,
but check out, I want you guys to check out my Come On Over podcast too, comeonover.com, because that's very fun. I host it with my little sister Emily. We're on our 10th episode. It's growing every week. It's fun. We have everybody from the neighborhood on. We have my siblings on. It's great. I write 4 original songs per episode too.
What?
I'm insane. Well, I'm going crazy here, Dane, in the basement. I swear.
We've always.
You saw what I look like. It's like if a podcaster and food guy, you know, who's the guy who flew the planes? Damn it.
John Denver?
John... No, the recluse.
Oh, Howard Hughes.
I'm like if Emeril Lagasse and Joe Rogan had a baby with Howard Hughes. I'm that's where my basement looks like.
Howard,
right now.
You don't aspire to. I mean, of course, on the bank account side, you can aspire to that. But those long toenails and all that stuff we heard about him living in a penthouse in Vegas, you don't want to do that. You're Jeff Moore. It's going to be great. On the podcast side, you have. I've seen some of the pictures.
I give my own manicures.
So there has been some talk. People have talked about the pictures for the podcast. Is it, it's you and your sister, and somehow you're doing some kind of crazy Snapchat face blend or something, right? Is that how it works?
Well, you know, that's what I did to promote on my Instagram, and it's much to the confusion of a lot of my fans and my own siblings.
Like, he looks good, but different.
We look too much alike to do a proper face swap. So we just meld into something totally different. It's quite interesting. But she's great. She's in the television business on the production side, so she hasn't been working. So she's been producing this. It's been awesome. Like, really a great project to sink our teeth into and connect with the audience on a new platform. So mineover.com, check it out. I'm really, really proud of it, Dane. And I think we're really funny.
Yeah. Oh, well,
there's great food podcasts out there. Chefs having chefs on. This is like literally a deep dive into our crazy life with my siblings and how do we not die. And we had the drinking show last week. That was a mess. So there you go. Look at that. Living the dream, brother.
The world is out there with all the challenges. Life gives you lemons, and Jeff Morrow gives you Jardiniere and a podcast and Morrow provisions. So as we let you go, Jeff, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Again, we'll have links up. And thanks for jumping on the show today. We're breaking the news.
Breaking the news, Dane. Only for you, Dane.